USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Homeland Security says despite tweets by President Trump, it won't be sending immigrants to be detained in sanctuary cities. The president said places like California keep asking for migrants to be allowed in.
We'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy.
The president reportedly told an official at Homeland Security that if he closes the southern border, he would grant him a pardon if challenged. The president also said that the U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It'll make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive.
There was a security scare at the White House on Friday. A man in a wheelchair set his jacket on fire. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Another Democrat has officially entered the crowded 2020 presidential race. Among the issues Senator Cory Booker said he will campaign on, health care reform is one of the biggest.
I will use the government's bargaining power to once and for all bring down the cost of prescription drugs. And I will once and for all end the sabotage of the Affordable Care Act.
24-year-old Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda was charged with attempted homicide after witnesses say he either shoved or pushed a 5-year-old child from the third-floor balcony to the first floor at the Mall of America south of Minneapolis. Bloomington Police Chief Jeff Potts.
Most importantly, the child that fell is still alive. I know there's been some reports and concerns about whether or not he is still alive. He is.
The boy is still in critical condition. The family of the boy has requested privacy while he recovers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused both Russia and China of using their economic projects in Latin America to spread disorder. John Clemens reports.
Speaking in Chile, Mr. Pompeo said, both China and Russia are showing up at your doorstep. But once they enter the house, we know they will use traps as they disregard the rules as they spread disorder in your home.
The problem, though, is when China does business in places like Latin America, it often injects corrosive capital into the economic bloodstream, giving life to corruption and eroding good governance.
Mr. Pompeo said you should also know the U.S. will stand behind you. I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence says his boss is not a fan of WikiLeaks. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Vice President Mike Pence slams Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder who was arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy, and in an interview with CNN denied that President Trump's previously professed support of WikiLeaks was any endorsement of Assange.
The president always, as you and the media do, always welcomes information, but that was in no way an endorsement. We now understand was involved in disseminating classified information by the United States of America.
The vice president says the Justice Department is now seeking extradition, and we're going to bring Julian Assange to justice for being involved in one of the greatest compromises of classified information in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.